Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hello, Numia Daily Food and Exercise Journal to help you become the best version of yourself is a guided 90-day food and activity tracker by Happy Books Hub. Rather than presenting itself as a diet manual or exercise program, it functions as a structured journal for recording meals, physical activity, habits, mood, and daily routines. Its purpose is practical to help users observe what they actually eat, how active they are, and where small behavioral changes may be possible. The book belongs to the Wellness Journal and Fitness Planner category, with a focus on self-monitoring rather than instruction. Its 90-day format reflects a common time frame for habit formation, fitness challenges, and weight training plans. The value of the book lies in its simplicity. It gives readers a consistent place to document choices, compare patterns over time, and connect daily behavior with broader goals related to health, weight management, and personal accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 90-day structure designed for sustained habit observation. The defining feature of Hello Numia is its fixed 90-day tracking period. This gives the journal a clear beginning, middle, and end, which is useful for people who need more structure than an open-ended notebook provides. 90 days is long enough to reveal repeated patterns in eating, exercise, mood, and routine, but short enough to feel manageable. The format encourages the user to treat health improvement as a sequence of daily records, rather than a single dramatic change. This matters because many nutrition and fitness goals fail when they rely only on memory or vague intention. A 3-month tracker makes behavior visible across weekdays, weekends, busy periods, and moments of inconsistency. The book does not appear to prescribe a specific diet or workout method, which keeps it adaptable. Users can apply it alongside calorie counting, strength training, walking plans, meal preparation, or general wellness goals. Its structure is therefore less about telling the reader what to do and more about creating a disciplined space where actions can be observed repeatedly. But secondly, food logging as a tool for correcting distorted self-perception, a central function of the journal, is meal tracking. Recording what one eats can reveal gaps between perceived and actual intake, especially with snacks, drinks, portion sizes, and unplanned meals. The book is built around the practical insight that written records often provide a more accurate picture than memory. Someone may believe they are eating moderately, but a daily log can show frequent sugary drinks, skipped meals followed by overeating, or low intake of nourishing foods. This does not require the journal to offer complex nutritional theory. Its value comes from prompting attention at the moment of recording. By writing meals down, the user creates evidence that can be reviewed without relying on emotion or guesswork. This can support weight loss, healthier food choices, or simply greater awareness. The format may also help users notice contextual factors, such as whether poor choices cluster around stress, fatigue, or lack of planning. In this sense, the book uses documentation as a low-tech method of behavioral feedback. Thirdly, exercise tracking that links movement to daily accountability. The activity tracking element gives Hello, New Me a broader purpose than a standard food diary. By asking users to record exercise or daily movement, it frames health as a combination of intake and activity rather than diet alone. This is important because people often separate eating goals from fitness goals, even though both are part of the same routine. A written activity log can show whether workouts are consistent, whether rest days are planned or accidental, and whether physical activity changes across the week. The journal can be used for formal workouts such as weight training, cardio sessions, or classes, but it can also capture simpler forms of movement. This flexibility makes it useful for beginners who may not follow a strict program. The act of recording exercise can also strengthen accountability. Seeing blank entries can reveal inactivity without moralizing it, while repeated entries can reinforce consistency. The book therefore supports progress through visibility. It does not need to provide expert exercise instruction, because its role is to help users track whether intentions are becoming actual behavior. Fourthly, mood and habit awareness as context for health decisions. The journal is not limited to calories or workouts. Available descriptions indicate that it also supports recording habits and mood. This adds a useful layer because eating and exercise choices rarely occur in isolation. Mood, stress, sleep patterns, time pressure, and family routines can all influence what a person eats and whether they move. By including space for these observations, the book can help users identify triggers and supportive conditions. For example, a person might notice that healthier meals happen on days with advanced planning, while missed workouts occur after late nights or demanding workdays. This kind of pattern recognition is more actionable than a simple good day or bad day judgment. It allows users to modify routines rather than blame themselves. The habit component also makes the journal relevant beyond weight management. It can support general wellness, consistency, and self-knowledge. Its approach is practical and observational. The user gathers daily evidence, then evaluates what changes may be realistic. This makes the journal useful for people who want to understand behavior before attempting major lifestyle adjustments.
Oh!
Lastly, simplicity is both the main strength and the main limitation. Hello Numi stands out through simplicity, but that simplicity also defines its limits. The book is described as cute, clear, organized, and easy to use, which are important qualities for a tracker intended for daily use. A complicated journal can become another task to avoid, while a straightforward layout lowers the effort required to stay consistent. This is especially useful for beginners or for people who mainly need a place to record food and exercise without learning a new system. And, however, the journal is not a substitute for individualized medical, nutritional, or fitness guidance. It does not appear to provide detailed meal plans, exercise programming, behavioral coaching, or interpretation of results. Its effectiveness depends heavily on whether the user returns to it consistently and honestly. Review comments suggest that some people find the format helpful, while others may try it briefly and stop. This is typical of tracking tools. They work best for users who respond well to written accountability. The book is therefore strongest as a companion to personal commitment, not as a complete wellness program. In conclusion, Hello Numi is best suited for readers who want a simple physical journal for monitoring food intake, exercise, mood, and routine over a defined 90-day period. It may be especially useful for people beginning a health reset, trying to understand eating patterns, returning to exercise, or wanting a non-digital alternative to app-based tracking. Its practical benefit is not specialized expertise, but structured awareness. By turning meals, workouts, and daily habits into written records, it helps users see patterns that are easy to miss in ordinary memory. Intellectually, the book reinforces a basic principle of behavior: change observation often comes before improvement. Compared with similar wellness planners, it stands out by focusing on a clear 3-month span and by combining food and activity tracking in a compact, accessible format. It does not compete with detailed diet books, training manuals, or clinical nutrition guides. Instead, it occupies the useful middle ground of a guided logbook more organized than a blank notebook, but less prescriptive than a full program. Readers who want deep instruction may need additional resources, but those seeking accountability, clarity, and a manageable daily record will find its focused design appropriate. If you would like to support Happy Books Hub, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.